Hi, and welcome to the podcast episode talking about teacher leaders as mentors. I'll be your host. My name's Mallory. Thanks for joining us today. So we have started to see a drop or decrease with new teachers staying in the profession of education. One thing that every district needs to have in place is a mentoring program. Providing new teachers with a mentor will allow for new teachers to learn from a peer and not feel like they are doing this incredibly hard task of teaching by themselves. The first year is where we see the most growth happen within a teacher's professional world. And we need to be putting strong teacher leaders in the position to help grow new teacher leaders in our districts. Within this podcast, I will be talking about three main questions in regards to teacher mentors. The questions are, question one, what is the purpose of a teacher mentor? Question two, who can be a teacher mentor? And question three, what are the qualities of a strong teacher mentor? So let's get started and dive in. So like I said, that first question is, what is the purpose of a mentor program? And the purpose is just to be able to mentor and give advice and encourage those new teachers. So it's a program and it's to provide support as these new teachers enter this crazy world of education. Mentor teachers also need to help the new teacher understand the school and the district's expectations. And on top of these expectations, teacher mentors need to make sure that those new teachers understand and know how to implement that curriculum. The curriculum piece is the most important because our main goal is to help our students be successful. So we need to help our teachers in our building, new teachers and veteran teachers, know how to strongly implement that curriculum and see growth within their classroom. A good mentor can help maintain the new teacher in the field of education. So setting up a new teacher for success will lead to a long professional life. Question two is, who can be a teacher mentor? So in the school that I'm currently working in, we have seen a large turnover with new teachers just because they aren't getting the support they need. So I believe that one of the main things that we can do to offer support is pairing them up with a mentor that is teaching the same thing. So if you're in first grade and you're a new teacher, then you need to be set up with a mentor that teaches first or second grade, making it as close to home as possible. You should not be assigning them a mentor who teaches SPED or who teaches them, who might teach a specials class. That's not going to help them be successful. So like I said, if you're a classroom teacher and you're a new teacher, their mentor should be a teacher close to their grade level. If they're a specialist teacher, assign them another special. So if you're new in PE, have the art teacher help them out. Someone that is within the same realm of them so they can make it as positive and related as much as possible. A media specialist is another great person to be a mentor just because that media specialist has a little bit more extra time than those classroom teachers to provide. And that way the classroom teacher might not have to step out of his class as much. But really, in reality, anyone with classroom experience who can elevate a new teacher to be the best teacher is a great mentor choice. But like I said, they need to for sure be experienced in the field that new teacher is experienced in. So my last question, but the question with the most meat in this podcast, is what are the qualities of a good mentor teacher? And I am going to talk about six good qualities. There are tons of qualities that a mentor teacher needs to have, but I'm going to hit on the six most important to me. And for sure, that first number one quality is committed to the role of being a mentor. So if you have a teacher that has four kids at home and, all of her kids are in sports and she's just spread thin from running to point A to point B every night, it's probably not going to be a good choice. This teacher needs to be committed and be willing to put in that extra time. A mentor teacher is just a fountain of knowledge. And they're just there to pass on their passion and knowledge to this new teacher. There does need to be some formal mentor training, to that mentor, but that does not go along with what are the qualities. They also need to keep a journal. The mentor teacher needs to keep a journal of everything that they do and what they observe with that new teacher. That way, you just keep a record of what you have already talked about, what you keep talking about over and over again, what are the main struggles, what are the main successes, and then just creating that really good relationship. You know, this is the mentor and new teacher have to be very honest and have some very authentic conversations with each other about positive and maybe some negative things that they're seeing. So that good relationship, that strong professional relationship, and then also more of a friendship relationship, so you can be honest and you can hit on that more not so sunshine and rainbow conversations. The second quality that a good teacher mentor needs to have is accepting that new teacher. Carl Rogers once pointed out that empathy means accepting another person without making judgments. And let's be honest, like, I was a new teacher a couple years ago, and that first year is hard. You make a lot of mistakes. And so that new mentor, the mentor teacher, needs to be understanding of those mistakes and also realize that they made those mistakes their first year teaching. So that mentor teacher needs to know that we all make our mistakes in our profession. And rather than judging those mistakes, they need to offer advice so that the new teacher learns and grows from those mistakes. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect. And teaching is just hard. And so just having someone that's going to be a fountain of knowledge and relate to the same mistakes that that new teacher does will just help build that relationship. The third quality is providing instructional support. So the mentor teacher needs to go and observe this new teacher, and the new teacher needs to go observe the mentor. That way the new teacher can see how a strong classroom is supposed to be running. What are the do's and what are the don'ts of a strong classroom? And when the mentor teacher goes and observes the new teacher, the mentor teacher needs to be willing to have a conversation and offer authentic ideas and not just point out all the bad things. Like, oh, I saw that kids were talking. Oh, I saw that kids were paying attention. That might be true, but offer ways to help that. Offer ways to be so that teacher can be successful. The fourth quality is that the mentor needs to be a continuous learner. That mentor teacher needs to share their own failures. That is just going to provide a stronger relationship between the two of them. The mentor teacher should be attending workshops, conferences, taking extra classes, just so that that mentor teacher isn't stuck in their own way, but also growing their knowledge and so they can grow together as a group of two and not just be stuck in a rut. Another way to be a continuous learner is to reflect as a team, a grade level team together, so that you can be thinking about your own practice, but then also what are other teachers failing and successful within their own classroom. The fifth positive way to be a good teacher mentor is to just be positive and hopeful. You know, teachers sometimes just get so bogged down in the negative things, and it just gets so tough when you just keep having negative days. So make sure that that mentor teacher is just willing to share their failures, but also willing to share their successes. And same with that new teacher. And as a mentor teacher, you need to speak positively of that new teacher. New teaching's hard, and so it's our job to build them up. And lastly, that last goal is just to set goals. Les Brown once said, your goals are the road maps that guide you and show you what is possible. So the mentor teacher needs to set goals that relate to being a mentor, but then the new teacher and mentor teacher need to sit down and create goals as a team that's going to lead the new teacher and mentor teacher to success. So overall, our main goal is just to make sure that that new teacher stays in the profession and that that mentor teacher is helping them grow their passion towards education. And in this podcast, I hit on a lot of different things, but all of these things are important to keep in mind just to make sure that that new teacher is being successful and the students in the class are being successful. So thanks for stopping by and listening. Have a great day.